Welcome. Good morning. Happy hump day. It is Beamaz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you. Brian still has a couple of days left on his vacation before he comes back to the studio and we're united again. As I said, hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. It's the easiest thing to talk about, I guess. I hope people don't think I'm just taking the easy way out. But oh my gosh. I mean, the smoke in the air yesterday and today, I'm to a point speechless. Because let me just go through what goes on in my head. Now, admittedly, we should listen when we're given warnings like this, right? We should listen when a meteorologist says it's going to be hazy, it's going to be smoky. But we've heard this in the past, right? Oh, it's going to be a little hazy from wildfires. And, you know, okay, I listen to it. I rarely notice it, if ever. I don't ever remember being in a situation like we are right now. I mean, I am in the talk studio. Sealed windows, nothing's open. I can smell the smoke. You can smell the smoke in the bathroom of this building. I mean, just imagine what this is like in Quebec right now. But I have never witnessed anything like this. And, you know, I was writing my email to Tim Winger this morning, and I said, you know, you hear these warnings, and to be honest, you know, you look for the haze. Oh, I guess I see the haze. Driving home from work yesterday, the haze in front, the smoke in front of UB, in front of the Marriott, while driving down Maple. I mean, you couldn't help but notice it. I stupidly said yesterday, you can't smell the smoke from these wildfires. And then I walk outside and guess what? Smell the smoke from the wildfires. I mean, it's unreal. And for me, for my opinion, looking outside right now, it's as if, you know, if Jimmy took a picture of this and texted it to me, I would have thought that Jimmy put a filter on the picture before sending it. I mean, it's to me, it's unlike anything I have seen before. But I want to know how you're dealing with it. 803-0930, star 930. What you're seeing, where you are. Susan Rose talked about this morning, being at the park where you could usually see downtown Buffalo in the distance. And yesterday, couldn't see anything, right? Just covered by the haze and the smoke from these Quebec wildfires. And it's not a Buffalo-only problem. Howard Simon tweeted out a picture yesterday that his son had sent him from Yankee Stadium. And, I mean, just being in the seats at the stadium, looking down on the field, there was a haze. All from these Quebec wildfires. It's fascinating to me. I know we have to be careful, right? It's an air quality alert. But this is absolutely fascinating to me that these wildfires are affecting and visibly affecting. It's not something you have to look for. Oh, let me look at a building in the distance and see if I see the haze. No, you see the haze. We're at 500 Corporate Parkway. I see the haze in front of 300 Corporate Parkway. That's what the situation is like here. And again, today is probably going to be the worst day. And then hopefully it doesn't come back. But I want your accounts, your stories on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board and on the phone, 803-0930, star 930 for phone calls as well. Like I said, it's not a Buffalo-only problem. And, you know, watching news from around the country, New York City, Columbus, Rochester, obviously, Boston. It is, again, the only word I can come to think of is fascinating what we are witnessing with wildfires hundreds of miles away. Now, I'm also curious, is there anyone out there who's ever been close to a wildfire? Maybe driven by one. Maybe you live somewhere where there was a wildfire And you were closer to that than we are the Quebec wildfires. And the reason I want to know, the reason I'm asking that is I want to know how it compares here in the distance to being right up on it or 10 miles, 20 miles away from it. Because all I can think of is if we are smelling the, as we speak, smelling the fire here in Buffalo, New York, getting the haze, getting the smoke, I cannot imagine what it's like for people who live in Quebec. And I mean almost anywhere in the province of Quebec. Because again, we are hundreds of miles away. Can you imagine being in Montreal? Being in Quebec City? What is that like today if this, if these are the effects we're getting? 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. I posted this on my Facebook page, and I don't, you know, usually get a lot of comments on my Facebook page right away. This was one, I mean, as soon as I posted, how have you been dealing with the smoke? A lot of people are talking about, you know, what it's been like for them. Nancy says, I have an air purifier. When I first turned it on yesterday, it said air quality inside my house was very poor. After running it a few hours, it finally said air quality, fair air quality. I'm staying home today and running the purifier with windows closed. I pray the fires are extinguished soon and everyone is safe. Obviously, Nancy, we all stand with you on that. Diane says, keep your windows closed and central air on, limiting time outdoors. You know, and this has affected many plans for many people. You know, a lot of the schools in the area, no outdoor activities. I saw Amherst Central High School, my alma mater, nothing outside, right? You get into the building, you stay all day. There's no recess, no phys ed outside, which as a student, you know, I go back to my high school days, 17 years ago, as a student, that would be very disappointing, right? I'd be very disappointed if you told me, hey, no outdoor phys ed today. I mean, that's what I would look forward to, especially toward the end of the year. And you're able to do gym activities outside. I'd be very disappointed that, no, you got to stay inside today. And like I said, we're inside and I'm not only smelling the smoke, I'm getting, Jimmy, are you getting a little dry mouth, like taste of the smoke? Or is it just me? Maybe it's just me. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on. Teresa is in Buffalo. She has family outside of Montreal. Teresa, what are they saying?
That the smoke is so thick that their eyes are burning. They have to wear handkerchiefs soaked in water to put over their faces to help with the breathing. And they've reversed every single fan in their house to blow out of the house.
Oh, wow.
And they're pretty worried about the wildfire getting closer to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other issue. Not only are they getting, you know, 10 times the effects we're getting, but this thing is still moving, and I'm sure they're on constant lookout.
Right. But I pray for the best for my family up there and everybody up there, because I know it's bothering me with my medical conditions. I can only imagine what theirs are up there.
Exactly. You know, like I said, I mean, you want to limit your time outdoors, and that's hundreds of miles away. I can only imagine. Well, Teresa, I hope the fires, obviously we all hope the fires get extinguished, and I hope your family is safe, and hopefully this moves on very quickly.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Hey, you too, Teresa. Appreciate the call. That's exactly what we were, what I was looking for. I cannot imagine. I mean, this is what we're experiencing here. Can you imagine Teresa's family having to reverse the fans, having to wear wet handkerchiefs over your nose so you're not, you know, coughing when you have to go outside? You know, I've never seen... Can I also just admit, I've never paid attention to the air quality alert. Sorry, never have. You know, I have my AccuWeather app on my phone, and every now and then, hey, your air quality is only going to be moderate today. Okay. I never pay attention to that. This is the first time that I get an alert about air quality, and I'm actually noticing a decline in the air quality. The first time in my life that I can remember an air quality alert actually noticing the difference in the air quality. You know, I have a I have to come back here later today, and my wife was gonna, you know, take my son for a walk. They were gonna go some places, and now she's like, I don't know if I should even take him out. I don't even know if he should be outside in this. So I know a lot of people's plans are being affected. Like I said, schools, I think they're eventually going to get to canceling after school, but anything during the day, field trips, recess, which, come on. I mean, two things I love, recess and field trips. Canceled for some districts today, just to keep everyone safe. But like I said, I think for some people, they're experiencing some issues inside. Again, I'm not experiencing any issues, but I can smell it. I can definitely taste it. And we are inside a studio that's, you know, sealed up. It's a radio studio. You don't want any outdoor noise in there. And I'm smelling the smoke here. Someone says on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, just driving up the 219 southbound, the elevation change between Hamburg, Boston exit, and the Rice Road exit, the smell is incredibly stronger. That's from Brad on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Another text, working outside on Southwestern Drive in Lakewood, New York, and can smell smoke and see haze. Another one, feeling the same, Joe. We live by the Niagara River, and you can smell it. And then someone saying, please keep your son indoors. We are. Like I said, that was the plans before we were getting all these warnings, and we don't want to take any chances with a newborn, obviously. So he will be staying inside. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, years ago in Orlando, Florida, the big wildfire, we drove right through it. On the thruway, both sides were burning and smoking. Was pretty scary and crazy looking. Looked like an apocalypse. A lot of the thruways were closed off. I don't know why the one we were on wasn't. So, I mean, I can just imagine being that close up on the wildfire. If this is what we're experiencing miles and miles and hundreds of miles away, I can only imagine being right up on one. I mean, as Teresa said with her family, the watery eyes, you know, having difficulty breathing if you're much closer. I mean, think about it. Just think about being half the distance closer than we are now to these fires in Quebec. It's pretty crazy stuff. Also, people are in New Jersey. Not only are they seeing smoke, the sun was red. I live in Tonawanda with a red car. Looking at the hood, you can see pollen and ash. And just got the car washed last night. I mean, all these accounts people are seeing. And that's another thing that was crazy this morning. I'm seeing people put videos and pictures on Twitter of ash falling from the sky. Again, we are in Buffalo, New York. And the effects of this wildfire, hundreds and hundreds of miles spread out through Canada, and the United States of America. So what is your advice to someone that might need to go outside? And, you know, they stepped outside and it was a little tough for them, right? Breathing issues, asthma, obviously this triggers asthma. What is your advice? How are you dealing with that here in Western New York this morning? And also, your shock, because like I said, I'm on the air yesterday in for David Bellavia. I walk out around 2:15. Now, I had just said on the air that, oh, you can't smell the fire. You can't smell the smoke. As soon as I walked outside, I knew how much of an idiot I was. Walking to my car, smelling the smoke, and that smell lingered for the rest of the day. I took my dog for a walk last night. You could still smell smoke. It wasn't as heavy as it is now, but you could still smell that smoke last night. It is, as I keep saying, like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm just hoping everyone takes the proper precautions, stays safe, right? I mean, believe me, I know I want to just say whatever and move on, like I usually do with an air quality alert. I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying that's how I usually react to an air quality alert. But this is one that I think everyone is noticing. And anyone with any kind of breathing issues, lung issues, they're definitely noticing it. They're having to stay inside, and hopefully, again, this passes, and everyone's safe. Hopefully the fire is extinguished soon, right? We don't want this to spread. We don't want this to keep on putting the smoke and ash in the air. It's very interesting. Again, I'm not saying that in a good way. It's just very interesting how this has traveled now down the east, you know, down the east and Midwest portions of the country. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, saying, Joe, check where your inside air comes from. Get yourself an air purifier for your baby's room. Good suggestion there. When this smoke situation passes, consider changing, checking vehicle air filters. Good suggestion as well. That's usually, you know, they'll say, hey, do you want your air filter changed for $20 when you get your oil changed? And, you know, because I'm cheap, I usually say no. But I think that text is probably a great point. After all this, your car's probably picking up the ash and the smoke. Maybe take that in and pay the $20 for a new filter. 803-0930, star 930. What are you experiencing today with the smoke in the air? What were your initial thoughts when you really started noticing this yesterday? The smell of smoke. And any tips for people who might be struggling, who might need to go outside today, any tips for them to stay safe? 803-0930, star 930. Also, your accounts, if you've been near a wildfire, maybe driving by and there's one, you know, 30 miles in the distance. If you've been closer to a wildfire than we are now, how does it compare to what we're going through? How many times the effects is it when you are right up on a wildfire or close within 50 miles to a wildfire? 803-0930, star 930. It's BMAZ and Beamer. Joe Beamer with you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, welcome back. Final segment, BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you. Brian off today. David Bellavia back and with you in about 25 minutes here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, it's just so interesting how much this is spreading, right? And yes, how much this is spreading and how much of the effects that we are feeling here in Buffalo, New York. Let's go to 7 meteorologist Aaron Mankowski. Aaron, you know, I was talking about this earlier. You know, I usually ignore the air quality warnings because I never really notice them. This is the first time I heard smoke from wildfires in the forecast, and I can notice it.
You know what? I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of people are in your same boat. A lot of people letting us know that they're having headaches from the smoke. You know, their sinuses are really acting up, a little more difficult to breathe. It's a pretty serious situation, that air quality alert in effect today through midnight. We have that smoke from the wildfires from Canada heading through Western New York. There's a patch of some pretty dense smoke that's pushing from Southern Ontario toward Western New York. And interestingly, the smoke base, we'll call it the cloud base, really, of the smoke, is about 2,500 feet above the ground. It's about a half mile up. As the day moves along, things start to heat up, the air will start to mix, and that smoke will come back down toward the surface. And that means the visibilities will be even more reduced, and you will smell the smoke even more so as the day moves along. And if you had some issues yesterday, perhaps you have asthma and it really flared up, you'll see that again today, especially late morning into this afternoon.
That was my next question. When will this be the worst, and when will this finally taper off to where it's, I mean, I'm in the studio right now, Aaron, and I can smell the smoke. When will this be at the worst, and when will it finally start to, you know, not be the problem it is right now?
Yeah, you're going to feel it late this morning into this afternoon. It's going to be problematic. So expect the smoke to be very dense this afternoon, really toward mid late afternoon. We'll get a little relief tonight. And then the models are suggesting another round of pretty thick smoke coming through on Thursday. Even Friday, the pattern doesn't really change. It's all because of basically a stationary area of low pressure up off the Atlantic coast near Maine. And that continues to push the smoke from north to south across Ontario and into Western New York. as we get into the weekend, that low moves out, and then the wind pattern changes, and then this smoke will alleviate. But we're really going to be like this for today and tomorrow and even partially into Friday.
You know, I noticed that you have the radars with, you know, the smoke moving. How does the smoke get into a stream where it's, you know, in Buffalo, New York, Boston? What happens meteorologically that the smoke is now spreading through the north part of the country?
It's pretty fascinating, really. It's the winds aloft. So they are going really from north to south. So the wind is wrapping around that area of low pressure that I mentioned off the Atlantic coast, and that winds around that counterclockwise. So you're on the back side of that low, and then that air gets pushed down, really pulled down from Canada. So you have the winds aloft moving from north to south, and those particles, those smoke particles, going up in the atmosphere and getting caught in the jet stream, and then that's heading toward us. And there's some pretty impressive particles too, because we're getting reports that people are actually seeing some of the ash from the smoke fires make its way all the way into Buffalo. So, like I mentioned, as the day moves along, the visibilities will be reduced. And if you have had issues yesterday, unfortunately, you're going to have them again today. Not only do we have the smoke to contend with, but also grass pollen and tree pollen extremely high right now. So those of you who suffer from allergies, it's just been a tough stretch.
No, for sure. Now, Aaron, I know you might not have the answer to this, but is this the worst effects from a wildfire Buffalo's ever seen?
Certainly recent memory. You know, we had some wildfires even earlier the last month that came from Alberta, and then a lot of times we'll get them when they're in the across the western portion of the U.S. because mostly carrying that, you know, the particles from west to east. But being that we're so much closer to the origination point of these wildfires up in Quebec and, you know, in parts of Ontario, in recent memory, this is certainly the worst we've seen it, especially with the air quality alert. Like you mentioned, a lot of times people, if you don't suffer from asthma or you don't really have issues, if there's an elevated ozone layer, you kind of just brush it off. But this is the first time it's really impacting a lot of people.
So we've got the smoke for today and through tomorrow. Any other weather we should be on the lookout for? Any rain? Or is it going to, beside the smoke, continue to be pretty nice outside?
Yeah, you know what? Temperatures aren't bad, but we could use some rainfall, that's for sure. We have spotty showers tonight across the southern tier. Maybe a sprinkle or two tomorrow. There's a chance for a little rain on Friday, generally dry on Saturday. Some much-needed rainfall, like a widespread rain, coming in late Sunday into Monday. So Sunday into Monday, that's our best chance to get some relief from all these dry conditions. Unfortunately, chance for rain increases in the second half of the weekend with the Art Festival going on and a number of other events. But looks like the steadiest rain will hold off until Monday.
Final question, Aaron. Josh Allen on Josh Allen rumored to be on the cover of Madden 24. Is that good news, or are you worried about the curse that used to be with the Madden cover?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great thing. You know what? We have been waiting, what, since the drought ended. We wanted our, during the drought, we just wanted some respect. Drought ends, we get Josh Allen. We're, you know, a Super Bowl pick by a lot of prognosticators. And let's enjoy this ride. Our player is going to be on the cover of Madden. I'm all for it.
I said, you know, give us the Madden and give us the banner season, because two things. I like you, I love this attention on Buffalo. I love having, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. But I think it'll be very sweet to win a championship before moving to the new stadium. I want to raise a banner at Highmark 1 and have to carry it to Highmark 2.
That, I said the exact same thing when I say, hey, what do you want to see in the new stadium? Well, maybe better bathrooms, but really, number one, I want to see Josh Allen walking on the field the first game with a Vince Lombardi trophy in his hand saying, all right, let's get a couple more for the new stadium. That's what I want to see.
Love it, love it. Hey, Aaron, appreciate you taking some time and talking these wildfires. That is 7 meteorologist, chief meteorologist Aaron Minkowski joining us on the fires that we are seeing the effects of here in Buffalo, New York. And if you're listening on the Odyssey app, You might be noticing these in New York City, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia. We've had reports of people noticing the haze from the smoke. And as Aaron said, you know, don't push it outside. I know it's nice outside, but don't push it outside. And especially if you have upper respiratory issues, stay inside. Hopefully this will be gone by Friday and we can go on our way. But just be safe, right? We don't push it, especially if you have those issues with upper respiratory issues. You want to stay inside. Just take it easy today. And the answer is always drink water, right? Because I'm telling you, maybe it's just all in my head, but I definitely feel like the smoke is drying out my mouth. Like I feel like I could... I've already had a gallon of water. I feel like I could chug another gallon of water. I mentioned to Aaron, and again, we won't know this until it's made official in a few hours, but the rumored cover has leaked with Josh Allen on it for Madden 24. And yeah, you know, you can talk about the curse. You can talk about no one buys the physical copy of games anymore, and those are all decent points to make. The curse kind of, no one talks about that anymore, right? That was like the 2000s issue, right? 2000 to 2012. But anyway, no one buys the physical copy, and that's a decent point to make. But I, as you know, love the attention on Buffalo. I love the Bills being the topic of discussion. Yes, I'm not overly excited about all the primetime games at home just because it messes up with my schedule, and that's a very selfish way of looking at it for me. But I do love that, you know, multiple times this season, the Bills will be the only game on. The national spotlight will be on the Buffalo Bills, continued through the season. I love that. I'm actually really excited for the game on December 23rd to kick off the holiday weekend. So I love this. I think this is great news for Buffalo. It's great news for the Bills. And it's great news for Josh Allen. And hopefully he steps up, right? He's the Madden cover quarterback. Hopefully he steps up and follows the cover with a banner. Because that is, to me, that is important. I want to have to, so it would have to be in the next two seasons, because I want to have to raise the banner at Highmark 1, which would mean you have to have a season left to play at Highmark 1. I want there to be some kind of banner, some kind of a trophy celebration, ring ceremony at Highmark 1. I don't think there's any better way to send out the old stadium than to have to put up a banner in your final season, or maybe your second to last season, and then have to do a kind of a ceremony, right? But the ceremony wouldn't have politicians at it. It would have the players at it. A ceremony walking the banner across the street to the new stadium. I think that would be pretty freaking awesome. Jimmy, is that a thumbs up? Do you think that would be awesome? A ceremony to carry your Super Bowl stuff across the street? You got to get that Super Bowl first. So I'm excited for that. We'll see. I'm excited for the season. I'm not one to, you know, wish summer away. I love summer. I don't think anything beats a Buffalo summer and, you know, taking full advantage of every warm day you get. But I'm also very excited for football season and for the Bills to hopefully get to the Super Bowl. You know, it's one of those things where the regular season's important and you're hanging on with every game. But it's like I have to wait till January to get back to the divisional round. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you just want to press fast forward. Can we just get to divisional round 2024? You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of great storylines to follow this year and a lot of great games at home and the London game and DeMar Hamlin being back. That's great. But, oh, man, do I just want to get back to the playoffs? Do I just I want to wake up and be in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel unfinished business doesn't start getting finished until the playoffs. But, you know, we've got to be patient. 803-0930, star 930 is your number to get on if you want to talk at all about these fires going on, the smoke that we have here in Western New York and around parts of the United States. One final thing I do want to mention before two things before we get out of here. CNN, if you haven't heard, this is breaking news right now. CNN, their chief executive, Chris Linked, is out. He is gone from CNN after only a year, actually a little over a year at CNN, and they will appoint a four-person leadership team to lead the network in the interim. All I can think of is this is the pushback from people within CNN because Chris tried to make it a more moderate news station. I'm not saying he was overly successful, but he was trying to make it a news leader again, you know, trying to make it a station where people, no matter on your opinion, go to for news. Unfortunately, I think he failed because you kept some of the you kept some of the most biased reporters at CNN employed on their show in spotlight positions. And I think, you know, he had a plan, right? You want to be the network that people flip to. Unfortunately, if you watch CNN and they have like a political panel, it's going to be outnumbered Democrat analysts and Republican analysts, right? I mean, if you're looking for a difference that's not Fox News or MSNBC, well, CNN's not that difference. You know, like I said, I've become a huge fan of News Nation. I think they're right down the middle. They have Chris Cuomo doing shows with Bill O'Reilly. Talk about two people on the complete opposite when it comes to politics, but they do when their segments they do are very entertaining. You know, I mean, Chris Cuomo, from what I thought of him on CNN, now what he's like on News Nation, having members of both parties on regularly. That's what I think they wanted to make CNN. Unfortunately, I think he had too much pushback from those hosts, especially in the primetime, that were like, no, we're going to drive one way. We're going to still be a station of opinion on one side of the aisle. Again, you've got Fox News, which obviously dominates when it comes to cable news, you know, and they look at things from the right side of the aisle. You have MSNBC that looks at things from the far left side of the aisle. CNN is not the substitute. If what you're looking for is to be a substitute to get away from the left and right reporting, CNN's not that. And no one thinks CNN's that. So I understand what his plan was, and I'm not saying it was a bad plan. It just didn't work because he had too much pushback from people inside. That's from me on the outside looking in. I could be completely wrong. It could come out that what I'm saying is no reason why he left. But I think too many people on the inside at CNN believe what they're doing is right, being on the left side of things. I don't agree with them, and I think their ratings show that most people don't agree with what they think is bringing people in. I think there is an audience out there for just moderate news reporting with both angles, both sides of the opinion well represented. You're not going to get that from Fox News. You're not going to get that from MSNBC. And still, you're not getting it from CNN, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. This being the proof right there. The guy who wanted to make that the station like that and got tons of pushback for every move he attempted to make, got tons of pushback for bringing Donald Trump on, a former president, to a town hall. I mean, they're still complaining about that at CNN. Well, if you want a station, if you want a news channel that's not biased, that's right down the middle, yeah, you might have to have the former president on, right? I mean, the whole point is to have opinions from both sides. They tried to do that at CNN, or Chris Licht tried to do that at CNN and got pushback. I mean, to the point where Anderson Cooper was telling people, I understand if you never want to watch the network again. Yeah, Anderson Cooper is the one who keeps his job, and Chris Licht's the one who's out of a job today. Does that make any sense to anybody? I just had to get that out there. 803-0930, star 930, if you want to talk about the smoke that we are putting up with, this haze that we're putting up with. Phil in Amherst has a comparison. Phil, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it reminds me, I lived in Niagara Falls, New York, near Buffalo Avenue, that chemical alley over there. And before the EPA, we had those temperature inversions in the area. You'd get the black chips of carborundum on the snow during the winter. You could smell carborundum fumes in your house. You had Hooker Chemical with the rotten egg smell. And, you know, things got a little better. And then when I went to work on Grand Island, I would have to drive through Ashland Oil, which had a cracking refinery. And I don't know how those people at the toll booth stood that, you know, besides the pollution from the trucks working in that little valley over there. And it also reminds me back, I don't know, maybe in the late 60s, 70s, California, with all that smog, they would have that orange sky in the morning. But this is pretty bad because I have the, even with the car not circulating the air from the outside into the vehicle, you can taste the smell, and it, like you say, gives you a dry mouth. And then when you open the door to your car and you look on your hood of your car, there is, you know, besides the pollen, the dust, and that's worrisome.
No,
and hopefully we all make it through this, especially the little kids, you know.
Yeah, just you got to stay safe, got to be smart today. And Phil, it's scary, and it's just got to stay safe these next few days. I appreciate the call, Phil in Amherst. Yeah, stay safe out there. Again, if you have upper respiratory issues, don't push it. If you have to go outside, just be smart. You know, get to the car. But if you can avoid it, if you can stay inside most of the day, today's probably the day to do it. And I'm the last person to tell people to stay inside, as you know, because it is summer. We're in the 60s today. Should be out enjoying yourself, enjoying the weather, but you got to be safe first. And it's not safe to be out in this for an extended period of time. All right. So just be safe out there. And if you can safely get some cool pictures of what it looks like, what it looks like from your point of view, maybe the haze in front of the buildings, send those pictures in. I'd be very interested in those pictures. Jay Beamer at Odyssey.com or on Twitter at the Joe Beamer. I'd be very interested to see, you know, some people's vantage point from around the region, from around Western New York. Like I said, it was something I had never witnessed before driving down Maple. And seriously, in front of UB and in front of the Marriott, the haze in front of them. And I wasn't that far away. It wasn't like I was miles away, right up on those buildings. And there's a haze between me and those buildings. Just something I've never seen before. Hey, I want to thank you for the calls. I want to thank you for the social media interactions and the text messages on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Also, thank you to 7 Chief Meteorologist Aaron Mitkowski for joining us as well. I'll be back here tomorrow, 9 a.m. David Bellavia is next with 4 hours of excellence. And then the excellence continues with Tom Byerly for 4 hours, 2 to 6. Tom Puckett wraps it up with his evening news, 6 to 7. Have a great hump day. Please stay safe out there. Again, don't push it if you do have to go outside. And we'll be back here tomorrow, 9 a.m. on News Radio 930. WBEN. David is next.